This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi Okeh.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us is White House correspondent for The New York Times, Peter Baker, to comment on something that Admiral Mike Mullen said on the CNN State of the Union program yesterday.
Well, I think it is serious and it is deteriorating. And I've said that over the last couple of years, that the Taliban insurgency has gotten better, more sophisticated, their tactics, just in my recent visits out there.
As he was speaking, Peter Baker, a piece in the New York Times Sunday edition really described in a multi-layered way how serious the Afghan war is becoming for the Obama administration. To have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs talk about it in those terms seems to confirm exactly what you were trying to get at yesterday.
Well, it certainly has a certain echoes for this president of other presidents in the past. One of the things we wrote about was how President Obama has been compared to President Lincoln or President FDR, but what if, in fact, the model he should worry about is actually LBJ in Vietnam? It's not a new thought, but it's something that seems to be coming up more and more these days with the sort of dire comments that you heard from Mullen yesterday, and more you're hearing, I think, voices in Washington and around the country questioning the reasons for staying in Afghanistan, whether this war can be won. This had been, of course, the, quote, good war, the justified war, the war of necessity that people had always sort of believed in, even if they didn't believe in Iraq. But that seems to be changing now, and that's a real concern, I think, for the Obama White House.
But does the war of necessity argument hold 8 years after 9/11 in Afghanistan?
Some people don't think as much as it used to. You know, Richard Haass, for instance, used to be a top official in the Bush administration. He turned into a critic. He wrote a book recently about this very concept of war of necessity. And his argument is that Afghanistan might have been a war of necessity in the past, but right now it's not anymore. It's a war of choice, that there are alternatives, increased use of these drones to attack terrorists, building up the Afghan security force and so forth. And so he took on the president. The president last week at the VFW in Phoenix said this is not a war of choice, it's a war of necessity. Mm. Richard Haass says, no, it's the exact opposite. Mm.
Well, let's talk about the LBJ analogy that you raised in a cautionary way a moment ago. I mean, if Obama is to be compared to LBJ, perhaps what we should look for is the extent to which he simply trusts the intellectual prowess of the people around him, as LBJ did with Robert McNamara, and really got sent into obscurity regarding Vietnam. Is there any sense that Obama is, say, trusting Bob Gates too much here, trusting the people at the Pentagon too much?
Well, I think it's early to say that sort of thing. I think that obviously Obama is a new president. He doesn't have his feet on the ground yet, or is, when it comes to, his comfort level with making military decisions. That's something that you can only learn after being in that office for a while.
Well, he has less than half of his appointees actually in office, according to your piece this morning.
That's right. Exactly. He doesn't even yet have a Secretary of the Army. He doesn't even have an Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness, which is a pretty important job right now.
Yeah.
So, he's still relatively new at this. I don't think Gates is McNamara. I think that the situation that is presented to Gates and Obama is one that is dangerous and haunting for any president. Nobody wants to be LBJ again.
Right.
Look at what LBJ did. LBJ was somebody who wanted to transform American society home, right? The Great Society.
Well, he did that, but Vietnam was the stumbling block. We'll leave it there. We've already been 8 years in Afghanistan. Where will we go from here? Peter Baker, White House correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
You come to The New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.